This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. One gardener's dream is another gardener's weed. Plain old orange daylilies are near the top of the list. Their Latin name is Hemerocallis, and it has a rival vying for the title ditch lily called tiger lily or Lilium lentifolium. These two are all over Upper Midwest ditches. Some are grateful, others are not. In fact, on the Minnesota wildflower site for orange daylilies, in capital letters under status, it reads invasive, eradicate. I'll link you up to the site and have pictures up on gardenbite.com. The same website is much kinder to the tiger lily, whose flower head hangs down and the leaves are short, but the stem is tall and sturdy. To say they're easy to grow is an understatement. I had a lot of this planted by the previous owner alongside my garage. While it had its moments of pretty, it didn't last long enough for me, and it can also be toxic to cats. A plant that I find pretty but got the stink eye from the DNR is the oxeye daisy. This plant also got the eradicate status next to it. It does spread like wildfire. The obedient plant is hardly that, except for the fact that you can reposition the flowers and they'll just stay that way. However, it will not stay within boundaries. My former sister-in-law loves the stuff because it fills a space she once filled with an easy care plant. Actually, a no-care plant that grows in part shade and moist soil. She has the perfect spot to let it grow wild. Monarda, also called bee balm, is another plant that does not like to stay put. In fact, you can hardly kill this plant. It sends rhizomes up all over the place. Pollinators love this plant. There are companies offering less invasive cultivars. Check out gardenbite.com for more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.